All right, so in this lesson, we're going to talk about Chrome context menus. So context menus are where you right-click in Google Chrome and you get all these different menu options. You can actually create additional options yourself and even nested options as well. So let's get into this lesson. I'll show you how to do that. So we've created a new Chrome extension over here called Chrome Extension Researcher. And we can see we need the context menus permission. So I'm going to add that into this manifest file. We don't have anything in Service Worker at the moment, so we're going to need to create a context menu. The way we do that is typing in chrome.contextmenus.create. I'm going to pass in an object here, which has just got a title. We'll call this Chrome Extension Researcher, and we'll pass in the context that this can apply to. In this case, we're just going to make it the selected text, so that is just selection. I'll just show you the different options that we have down here. So we've got this context type enum down here. So I've just said selection, which is this one. But you have all these, so you could have it where you just on a video. So if you right click on a video, your Chrome extension menu will appear then. An image just appear for images, etc. So you can see all the different ones here and you can make it across the entirety of Chrome using all as well if it made sense and you wanted to. But for this, we're just going to use selection. So this Chrome extension is actually going to be a simple way to open several tabs to research niche ideas for Chrome extensions. So we've created a super basic context menu here. Next thing we need to do is add a listener for when that context menu is clicked. So I'm going to go contextmenus.onClick.addListener. We will pass in an info parameter. And what we're going to do first is get the selected text. So let's say const selected text equals info.selectedText. So we've got our selected text and now we can create a tab. So we're going to say chrome.tabs.create. And for the URL here, we're going to paste in the Chrome Web Store search URL. And then we're just going to pass in the selected text. But actually, we need to encode that text in case it's got spaces in it. So let's encode that, and that's a super basic context menu. So if we go to extensions now, refresh that. Oh, we got an error. Extensions using event page, it must pass an ID parameter, of course. So when we're creating that, we need to pass in an ID. And I know that later on, we're going to use this as the parent. So I'm just going to pass in an ID of parent for the context menu. Let's try that again. Refresh that. That's worked fine. And then over here, we've got this list of different niches and things like that. So I'm going to go through and just pick one of these at random. Let's say ClickFunnels. If I right click now, we get Chrome Extension Researcher. So expect when we click on this, it's going to open up a new tab. Okay, so that's opened up. It's opened up as undefined. What's gone wrong here? Selected. I think that should be selection text. So let me hit save on that. Refresh the extension again, clear these errors. No one likes to look at errors. And then we'll go back to our list, double click on ClickFunnels and then say Chrome Extension Researcher. All right, so that's better. So now we can see the ClickFunnels Chrome extensions. Let's make that a little bit bigger. And we can go through and see if there's ones for lead pages and things like that. So fairly useful, opens up the Chrome Web Store and shows you the extensions that are in there for a particular niche. So that's just using the selection context and then opening up this URL. So we want to make that even better. Let's expand it out so we can search other things like Google and Twitter for the selected text, plus the words Chrome extension to see if we can find any more information about existing Chrome extensions in that niche. So let's get rid of these and we'll just resize this back to where it was. And then we're going to say here in the service worker, we're going to create some child context menu items. Okay, and the way how you do that is exactly the same, chrome.contextmenus.create. But when we pass in the object, we're also going to specify a parent ID. So let's say the ID of this one is Google. Title will be search on Google. Parent ID is going to be the parent from above and context will just be the same as before. So the selection context. And in addition to that, let's create one for the Chrome Web Store. So we're not losing the functionality we've already got. And we'll also paste in one for Twitter as well. And finally, Facebook and Reddit. So it's going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 submenus. And then actually, we probably want to have one at the top here that will allow you to search through all of those different websites. So let's go down to our listener down here. And we're going to need to refactor this a little bit. So we're still going to get our selected text. But I think we can probably create a function here, which we'll call search on site. And we'll just pass in a particular URL. And then within there, we're going to do our chrome.tabs create. So I'll grab that from there, paste it in here. And we can just get away with saying URL there because that's the name of the property and parameter. So search on site simply creates a tab with that particular URL. We then need to be able to differentiate between which of these context menus was clicked. So let's think about this then. We're going to have this all at the top where we're going to be calling all of these at the same time, as well as being able to call them individually. So what we're going to do is have a switch statement here that I've pre-baked and looks a bit like that. So we're looking at the menu item ID of the context menu that was clicked and then just differentiating on that. I've then got those functions, which I'll just paste in down below to actually do the individual searches. So search on Google goes to google.com, search, and then encodes the selected text. We know about the Chrome Web Store one, Twitter is similar, and then search all sites basically just calls each of those functions from above. So let's save that, refresh the extension over here. So let's have a look for a different niche that we could have a look at. Maybe something like Canva or FreshBooks. We right click now, we've got the Chrome extension researcher there. We've got our child context menus and we can search individually on each one. So I can click on Google, FreshBooks, and then Chrome extension appears on here. Or I can go back and I can say Chrome extension researcher, search on all of them and it will open up the relevant tabs with the relevant URLs in them here. So let's have a quick look through those. So it's the Google one, Chrome Web Store, Twitter, and Twitter timecode's about to kick us out, but there you go. And then you've got Facebook and Reddit over there as well. So that is chrome.contextmenus. I will leave a link in the resources section to the Chrome developers site so you can check that out and find out more information. But yeah, hope that was helpful. So I will see you in the next lesson.